each time we've been working through this masculine mandate, been looking at different songs that have the word man in the title, and today's song is Rocket Man by Elton John. And it's actually inspired by a short story called The Rocket Man that was in The Illustrated Man by Ray Bradbury. And what's happening in it is that this Mars-bound astronaut has these mixed feelings. He's leaving Earth, he's got a job to do, and it's relating the notion that astronauts no longer are being perceived as heroes, but in fact it had become an everyday occupation. And so this song is reflecting in that way. So take a listen to these lyrics as we think about a man that's trying to live a life that is different, and yet it isn't very different compared to all the other lives that are around.
Last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time.
Just thinking about the whole idea of marriage, and it's going to be work. Miss my wife, he talks about that, and so as we focus again on the marriage and the masculine mandate, listen to this quote by Richard Phillips. He says, one of the most important principles of Christian salvation is that redemption remedies the fall. So we go back again to work, God's broad mandate for nurturing and cultivating masculinity, and that causes people and things to grow and become strong. And then to keep refers to man as a watchman and a defender, keeping safe those who are under our care. And so we've got these two callings, masculine headship and feminine submission. And so the examples of redemption that in the fall of man within marriage, wives are to submit to their husbands. Look at this again in Ephesians 5, beginning at verse 22. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. And then, husbands, love your wives. Beginning of verse 25. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. And so, how does a man love his wife correctly? Well, he leads as a servant of Christ, committed to the Lord's will being done in the home. So to work a husband's ministry of nurture, a man's first concern for his wife should be her spiritual well-being, her relationship with the Lord, and the strength and power of her faith. Continue going on here, or looking back at verses 26 and 27, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And then that verse in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, a very convicting verse. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So how do I do that? Well, I live in close communication with my wife. I live with my wife. So the question to you is, do you live in community with your wife? Secondly, you pay attention to her and know what is going on inside of her. The words there are as in an understanding way. If I stop you at any time, will you be able to give me a rough sketch of your wife's schedule for that day? Could you identify at least one major issue that is on her mind and weighing down her heart? And thirdly, act in a way that says you cherish her deeply, or showing honor to the woman. So how do you communicate to your wife how precious she is to you? There's practical ways to do that. Even asking her that question, how can I do that, honey? So that's to work, and then to keep dying for her to live. So along with the husband's nurturing ministry to his wife is his guardian protection to ensure she is safe. So how do I do that? Well, once again, we go back to that 1 Peter 3, 7 verse. I embrace self-sacrifice for the sake of my wife's well-being, including her physical safety, because I want to honor the woman as the weaker vessel. So that includes both outsiders and yourself. And then secondly, be committed to the safety of wife, going on that Peter verse, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. Your relationship with your wife affects your relationship with the Lord. So now, just as a time of self-reflection, why is it so important that the husband lead the marriage and the home? What happens to a wife when her husband won't lead? What happens to a man when he is not leading his home? And then secondly, what type of sins in husbands tend to make wives feel very unsafe? And then which of your sins do you need to die to for the sake of your wife? This is what helps us take off in our marriage in a deep, deep way.